wash you, make you clean, May 11. God calls to repentance. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil. But many are attracted by the beauty of Christ and the glory of heaven, who yet shrink from the conditions by which alone these can become their own. There are many in the broad way who are not fully satisfied with the path in which they walk. They long to break from the slavery of sin, and in their own strength they seek to make a stand against their sinful practices. They look toward the narrow way and the straight gate, but selfish pleasure, love of the world, pride, unsanctified ambition, place a barrier between them and the Savior. To renounce their own will, their chosen objects of affection or pursuit, requires a sacrifice at which they hesitate, and falter, and turn back. Many will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. They desire the good, they make some effort to obtain it, but they do not choose it, they have not a settled purpose to secure it at the cost of all things. The only hope for us if we would overcome is to unite our will to God's will, and work in cooperation with Him, hour by hour, and day by day. We cannot retain self, and yet enter the kingdom of God. If we ever attain unto holiness, it will be through the renunciation of self, and the reception of the mind of Christ. Pride and self-sufficiency must be crucified. Are we willing to pay the price required of us? Are we willing to have our will brought into perfect conformity to the will of God? Until we are willing, the transforming grace of God cannot be manifest upon us. Repentance is the first step that must be taken by all who would return to God.